if I had to do it over. Whenever you're experiencing stress, frustration, resistance, or poor results, either with products or services or people, you should stop and ask yourself this question. Is there anything that I'm doing today that, knowing what I now know, I wouldn't get into again today if I had to do it over? The inability to stop doing things that are no longer working and to discontinue people who are no longer performing is the primary reason for failure in business. On the other hand, your ability to be fast and flexible in the face of this dynamic market environment is the key to your success and to the success of your business. To put these 21 power principles into action, you must be open to the possibility that what you are doing today is no longer working or working as well in the current situation. You must learn to make the following three statements over and over again for the rest of your business life. First, you must learn to say the words, "I was wrong." According to the best management research, fully 70% of your decisions will turn out to be wrong in the fullness of time in any case. The sooner you realize that you are on the wrong road and admit it, the sooner you will turn back and the faster you will get to your destination of business growth and high profitability. Second, you must be willing to say the words, "I made a mistake." The fact is that people around you are usually aware that you have made a mistake, and they're just waiting for you to have the courage and character to face up to it. The sooner you admit that you have made a mistake and stop doing whatever it is, the faster you move toward your real goals. A major key to success in business, investing, and life is for you to cut your losses when you realize that you're going in the wrong direction. The third statement that you must learn to say over and over again is, "I change my mind." The superior executive is always willing to change his or her mind in the face of new information that challenges the old ideas or the established way of doing things. The faster you change your mind and get back to doing what works, the less stress you will have and the more effective you will be. When you make a decision to set performance, results, and profitability as your highest goals in business management, and you're willing to let go of the things that are not working in order to embrace the new things that might work even better, you're on the road to building a high-profit business. Here are the 21 great ideas for high profitability based on more than 50 years of research with many thousands of corporations. The absence of any one of these 21 ideas can, in itself, undermine your profitability and even lead to the collapse of the enterprise. Number one, develop a clear mission for your business. For you, your business, and your people to perform at a high level, everyone needs a clear vision of what the business stands for and where it is going. The first question you have to answer when defining your mission is this: why does your business exist at all? A mission must always be defined in terms of how your business serves and benefits other people. A good mission statement will contain a method by which the mission is to be achieved. In addition, a good mission statement will contain a measure so that an objective third party can assess whether or not the business is living up to the mission that it set for itself. In a study of what Ken Blanchard called the Fortunate 500, analysts discovered that the top 20% of companies in every industry over a 30-year period had clear, written values and principles that everyone knew and was committed to. In addition, the successful companies had a mission statement that everyone agreed to. Other companies had values and missions as well, they found, but either they were not written down or nobody really knew what they were. For example, to apply for the Baldrige Award for quality, you must fill out a 50-page application form